Lasă! Nu trebuie! Mașinii ca povestuiți mers! Gemara says that from Heyom and Beit Yevomes, Haruda have a Kali Bara Mayasa. So there was a certain person, and everybody said about him that he was really not Jewish, that he was a Ben Ochas. Why? Because they said about him Shaloi Toglo Yimei Shenis Gaiho. So it wasn't just a call, but it was verified, it was established that the mother of this apparent Jew was never Tevel Shingeos. So, Omar Bishuebeli, Omar Ravase Milui Tobu Nidus. In other words, that he is considered Jew. The Jew that his mother was never Tevel Shingeos, but the mother was observing mitzvahs. And every time, every month, she went tefillah, which she didn't do so. She observed mitzvah, so every month she went tefillah, which she didn't do so. So mimele, she became a geyeres for the tefillah that she made, which she didn't do so. Even though the tefillah which she didn't do so is not in the presence of person. So it appears from this gemara that the Eved Tefillah is effective even if it's not with neighbors. And furthermore, now this tefillah was not a tefillah shemgeus, it was a tefillah shemnidus. So it appears from this gemara that in order to become a geir, it's not necessary that the tefillah be explicitly shemgeus. It has to be a tefillah lishemyadus because of a mitzvah sator. In other words, if goy or a goyim will immerse himself or herself in a mikveh just to refresh himself or herself, then it's not a good feeling. But if, let's say, a goye was developing herself with shenidus because of the dinator that a nidah has to be developed, so it's a tefillah shenyadus, even though it wasn't explicitly with shengeus, so it's also a good feeling. So that way, so we see two chidushim in this gemara. Number one, that tvile, the eved, is effective even if it's not bifnei bezdin. Number two, that even if the tvile was not explicitly lishem geirus, but lishem yadus, so it's a good tvile. And then Ahuda Avikorli Bar Amoy, someone who was treated like a Jew, and then it was found out that he never was stable in Shengeos. Omar Bishir Belevi, Milo Itobeli Kerye. He was an observant Jew. So, true, he never made a tefillah in Shengeos, but he made a tefillah in Shengeos because of the minhag Yadus, because of the mitzvah of Yadus. A tefillah in Shengeos. So, mele, it was a tefillah in Shengeos also. Oh, so, this is the kasha, Tehmed Omar Likamon. The Gertzor Shlishon in Mishpat Ksiv Bey. So then Geis takes and gives the Teretz. V'yei Shleima, the Haidi Binon Shlisho, Haidi Likabolas HaMitzves, Avoloi Mitzvah. So this Shite is that Kabolas Mitzves is even more homo than Tvil. In other words, Kabolas Mitzves is Me'akim. Without Kabolas Mitzves, So it doesn't become a Geah. And even if there is Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but if there is no Besdin by Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so it's not a Geah. But Mila Tvila is also Makif, but Shleisho it doesn't require. And Mila and Tvila does not have to be Lishim Yehus Mamesh. It has to be Lishim Yarus. The Rambam Shit is to the contrary. The Rif and the Rambam, they say that Mila and Tvila have to be Bifne Shleisho. And if it's not Bifne Shleisho, so then it's ineffective. It's null and void. So what do they do with the Gemara? Ahuda Mikorali Baramaise. Omar Abbasin Mila Tovul and Tuso. So the Rif and the Rambam explain it differently. Not that a Tvila Lishem Nidus is a good Tvila for Geirus. In order that the Tvila should affect Geirus, so the Tvila must be Beferesh Lishem Geirus. But here, a certain man was considered as a Jew because his mother so was Jewish. But then the rumor started to circulate that his mother never went through Tvila. So Rabase said we should not pay attention to such a rumor. Because if we see that this woman always goes Tvila Lishem Yidusho, so it's right that everything, why does she go Tvila Lishem Yidusho? Because she wants to conform to the Torah. So it's right that this rumor has no basis. So it's right that there was Tvila, but the people of the town just didn't know. That doesn't mean that the people of the town have to know of the Tvila. Maybe the Tvila took place 20 years ago and there was a Besdin too. But the people today don't know about it. They won't be farsim it. So in other words, according to Teisves, so the Tvila Lenituso itself affects Geirus. According to the Rambam, the Tvila Lenituso itself doesn't affect Geirus. It has to be a Tvila Lishem Geirus Mamish. And it has to be with the best. But here, we are talking of a person who was, for a long time, he was considered a Jewish. And then, all of a sudden, it's a rumor started to circulate. He's a boy. That the mother never went through Tvila. So Rabasi said, since everybody knows that the mother is a Shemeres Mitzvah, and that she goes every month, Tvila, let me do so. So it's a raya that she did go through Tvila. And if they Besdin, so that the people don't know about it. But if it is established that Enoch Anameh, she didn't go through Tvila, or even if she did go through Tvila, she Geirus, but it wasn't if they Besdin, so then it's not a good Geirus. On the other hand, the Shittes Rambam is that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not Miyakiv. So in other words, most of the Geirim today that are take place that are handled by conservative rabbis or even very orthodox rabbis, it doesn't make any difference. It's Giyor Shalik Alochi, it doesn't make any difference. In order to be Giyor Shalik Alochi, it doesn't have to be handled after by a conservative rabbi. It can be handled by a very orthodox rabbi. If it's Shalik Alochi, Shalik Alochi. So the overwhelming majority of the Geirus today, I would say at least 90% all of America, is Giyor Shalik Alochi. But there is one type of Giyor Shalik Alochet that Lechatchile we are not allowed to be Migayeh, but the Eved, the Geirus, is an effective Geirus. There is another type of Giyor Shalik Alochet that not only Lechatchile we are not allowed to do it, but even the Eved, it's not effective. So, let's say, so most of the Geirim who are Migayeh, who are Migayeh by Orthodox Rabboni, and then, after the Geirus, they report themselves, like going, no Shabbos, no Kashkas, no Taras HaShmoch, and nothing. So according to the Rambam, they are Geirim. According to Teisves, they're not Geirim. According to Teisves, they're not Geirim. Now, Teisves, here, this, there is a machlekes between, a machlekes tanoim in regard to the Kusin, whether Kusin Geirim is say, or Kusin Geirahoy is say. Why? So one Tana says, the Atanoim will say, Kusim Geirei Agoye say. Why? Because the Posik says in Melochim, Esel Kim Oyu Yirei, Vesel Eyem Oyu Eivdim. So after the Rom, this guy of the Kusim, are the Shemronim. So they were goyim whom Sancheirev brought over from other countries, and he settled them in Eretz Yisrael. And then they were attacked by the lions. So in order to ward off any attack by the lions, so they were Megaya themselves. But after they were Megaya themselves, so the posik is made, Eselikimo Yoreim, they cleared HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Eselikimo Yoreim, they continue to worship the idols anyway. So there is a machlekes where the kusim girem is saying, or kusim giravoy is saying. Now, if we say kusim giravoy is saying, so the kusim are going, mure. If we say kusim girem is saying, they are Jews. Now, we pass through like the mandoma kusim girem is saying, except that b'dirish al ravame, so the chachomim were gezer, that they should have a din of gag. But midrash say, until the takone by ravame, so we pass like the mandoma kusim girem is saying, they are Jews. So, here in Gemara Mevakam, in the same sukkah, the Gemara mentions also the machlekes, where the gabi kusim, where the kusim girem is saying, kusim girarai is saying. So one mandoma says, kusim girarai is saying. They're not there. The afal gabdi paskin of the sefer kamri yivomes, haloche di kremes, kulon, hanem mile eicha shem izgayru ligamre. Afal gire arai is de hoche, lo in izgayru ligamre, ki di sifri kroes ad ishem o yireim, vetsa lekeyem o yireim. So in other words, so he says, because the Gemara says that we're not allowed to be mikabel geir if he is misgayer himself out of ulterior motive, because he fell in love with the Jewish girl, or if a goye wants to be misgayer herself because she fell in love with Bachum Bachur Yisrael, so we are not allowed to be misgayer. But suppose they were misgayer, so the geus is chal. There is no shaila about the geus. So yes, the kashe. So why does do many tanoim say kusim yaroy say? But everybody says aloche the geremes. The geremes say. Hanen milei cheshem is gairam ligam. Avol giravoy is the oche loyd is gairam ligam. Ki dirsim bikro es adishem o yorei ves eloi es ves alehei em o yorei. So when do we say that even though someone is misgayer out of an ulterior motive, so he's still a good girl, he's a girl gomo, if he's misgayer out of an ulterior motive, but once he's misgayer here, he's a shema mitzvah. Mashaim can hear the kutsim, they were misgayer out of an ulterior motive, and after the geus, they continue to worship idols. So mimele, the geus is not even effective there. Then Teisa says, umandoma geremes. So the question is, why does one mandoma say geremes? And that's the way you pass the geremes. So bad in the safety is gay oligam. So Teisves is saying, and this Teisves is mentioned in Yivomes, in Chul, in three places, Teisves says the same thing. So Teisves says that the mandoma who says kusim geremes, why is it geremes? That at the end, they were misgayer ligamre and they gave up the Avodah Zarah. Only the first few years after the geus, they continued to worship Avodah Zarah. But after a few years, they gave up the Avodah Zarah. The implication being that if the kusim had never given up the Avodah Zarah and they had died, as if the Avodah Zarah, then everybody would agree that they are not geir. Why? Because one of the ingredients of geirus, according to Teisves, is Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And according to Teisves, Kabbalah's mitzvahs is even more chomu than bilu tefile. All the three are me'akiv, but bilu tefile is effective even shaloi bifnei bezin. And this has to be bifnei bezin. So memela, so Kabbalah's mitzvahs, Teisves shiti is, Kabbalah's mitzvahs does not consist of lip service by saying, I hereby undertake to observe all the mitzvahs. It has no worth if there is lip service. Kabbalah's mitzvahs means must be followed by commitment. But if the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is followed up by Shmiras HaMitzvahs, then the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is something. But if the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not followed up by Shmiras HaMitzvahs, by commitment to the Torah, then it's just lip service, so it's nothing. So the geus is no geus. And the reason is why one mandoma says that geremes, because lipsafe is garlic gamre. I said, in the chum shir, So I said, Aminu, and it cannot be explained any other way. Teisa doesn't mean Mandoma Geremes, Sovadum Psychis Gaili Gamre, that they went through a new Tvila and a new Mile. So why does one Mandoma say, Kusim Gera? What do you say? So this Gaili Gamre means that at the beginning, when they were Misgaya, they continued for a few years to worship idols, as the Posik is made on them. But then at the end, so they give up the Abedizore. So Mimele, that's the Machlekes. So it's not the Machlekes in its years. That's the Machlekes. In view of the fact that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is an essential ingredient to Geus, and without Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so the Geus is null and void. And Kabbalah's mitzvahs cannot consist of mere lip service. So Kabbalah's, in order to be considered Kabbalah's mitzvahs, it must be translated in action. It must be followed up by a commitment. So the question is this. Suppose there is Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and at first it is not followed up by commitment, but ultimately it results in commitment. So that's the machlekes. So the mandoma who says kusim gyaro is saying, so when is Kabbalah's mitzvahs, if it is immediately translated into commitment? But if at first, so there is no shneiras mitzvahs, but later on, after a few years, they become shneiras mitzvahs, so then they require new geus, and new geus they didn't go through a new geus, so in Mele there is no geus. Mandoma who says, who's in Gerem, is saying, as long as the Kabbalah's mitzvahs ultimately results in shneiras mitzvahs, so then it is a good Kabbalah's mitzvahs, even though for a certain period there was no shneiras mitzvahs. Anyway, so we see, according to Tesfes, there is a machlekes between Mandoma who says kusim giraro yisei and kusim gireemese, and kusim gireemese, and we paskin like the Mandoma kusim gireemese. So that means that Kabbalah's mitzvahs there has to be, but it's as long as, well, and the Kabbalah's mitzvahs has to be, has to result in shneiras mitzvahs, and as long as it ultimately results in commitment, so then it is a good Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So Memeila, this is the pshat according to Rashi and Bovakami. Not that they're according to Rashi and Bovakami in regard to Rekem, so there is a machlekes in mitzvahs. There is no machlekes in mitzvahs. You see, the Tanakame says that it's in Yosheru Benochem. Even though, if you were to count all those assimilated Jews who call themselves Jews, all those assimilated who apparent Jews, so you would have Rubom Geirim, but you see, you just had a mute of real Jews. And then you had the majority of the inhabitants of Rekem. So were human beings who were misgaya, and they were mitabel mitzvahs. Elo shein tein, v'neyagim v'chukis anochim, v'arein ki Yisrael mumer. What does it mean, v'neyagim v'chukis anochim? It doesn't mean that they don't observe kashas. It means that they are mitzvahs. But Rashi emphasizes, elo shein tein, what does it mean? Sometimes you can find a ger who is misgayer, and he really wants to be mikabel mitzvahs. He wants to be mikabel mitzvahs, but he's so ignorant he doesn't even know what mitzvahs are. But if he'll be told that this is against the Torah, so he'll immediately give it up. But he was not told that this is against. So these so-called Jews never became committed Jews. Why? Not that they defied the Torah. They were willing to comply with all the mitzvahs at all. But they were so ignorant that they didn't even know that it's against the Torah to worship idols. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda calls them Teim. Elo Sheim Teim. V'neyagim v'chukis anochim. V'arein Yisrael mumer. So the Tanakhama says, inasmuch as Avodizore Yishkulo Kineget Falat Erekule, and Mumel Avodizore is Mumel Chalat Erekule, And in the Chumshir we pointed out that that if someone is a Jew who is an Evil Avrizoi, even if he's a Tinek Shemishbo, he still has a din of a Mumul Chatelikoi. He still has a din of a Mumul Chatelikoi. Even though he's a Tinek Shemishbo, he's an onus, he doesn't have the Shem Roshe, but a din of a Mumul Chatelikoi, he is. So the Tanakhama says, since Kabbalah's mitzvahs is an important ingredient, and if it's true there was Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but it never resulted in Shemiras HaMitzvahs, they remained Evil Avrizoi. True, they were such galing that had they been taught, they would become Shemiras HaMitzvahs. But they were so ignorant, no one ever enlightened them about the Torah, and they remained in their ignorance. So they remained Evil Avrizoi for the rest of their lives. So the Tanakhama says, but Kabbalah's mitzvahs is lacking. True, they could have become Jews if somebody had enlightened them. But the fact is that no one enlightened them. So Memele, the Kabbalah's mitzvahs element was not realized because it never resulted in commitment. This is Tanakhama. So Memele, the Tanakhama says, they did not become Jews. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Since they were Mekabel mitzvahs, and they were willing to comply with the mitzvahs, and if any Jew had enlightened them and they told them that Avrizoi is against the Torah, they would have abandoned Avrizoi. But no Jew enlightened them. So machmas toyes, machmas ignorance, they are neyagim b'chukis anochim. So memele it's considered that there is Kabbalah's mitzvahs and they are Jews. So in other words, it's not a machlekes in mitzies, but it's a machlekes in a din. Now, this is that we can say this pshat in Rashi according to Teis v'shite, but according to the Rambam v'shite, that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not even me'akev. So then we have to, according to the Rambam, we have to explain the machlekes between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda the way Rashi explains it Nide. In other words, according to Rashi Nide, so the Shaila is, so true, there is Rov inhabitants are going, but there was a major portion of the population that were Neig Lagoyim, they were Neig Lagoyim, and they did not comply with the tzniyes. So the question is, do we have to be chayshish for that major mute or not? So that's the machlekes. So according to that pshat, it would be mashma, according to Rashi's pshat, in Nide, so it would be mashma the contrary. According to Rashi's pshat in Murakame, so that means that in regard to that child, suppose someone is becoming mitzvahs, and he's really, you have such Gehrim too. Gehrim are produced in the United States on a chain, in the same way, as everything else is spec'd on a chain in the United States. So Gehrim are also produced on a chain. So you have all kinds of Gehrim. You have Gehrim that do not have the intention to become committed Jews, and no matter how much you guide them, they'll still not abandon their lifestyle to which they adhered before they were misgayer. And you have Gehrim who, while they deport themselves like going mulim, if somebody had approached them and had been mikarev them and had told them what Torah is, they would become Jews. So the question is, so it's a very relevant child. What about these? First of all, there is a shaila even in connection with the Gehrim who are not willing to become committed Jews, with all the guidance. So according to the Rambam, they are Gehrim. According to Teisves, they're not Gehrim. And then, even according to Teisves, that when there is no Shmiras HaMitzvahs, so the Gehrim is null and void, suppose it is the kind of a Ger who is not a Shimon, not a committed Jew, but he's not a committed Jew because of ignorance. He doesn't know what Shabbos is, he doesn't know anything. But if he would be approached and would be told, he would become a Shema Mitzvah. I know of such instances too. So the question is, does he have a din of a Jew or not? So, according to Rashi's pshat, in Bava Kami, it's a machloket between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda and the din. And Allah is like Tanakam. So it would mean that he's not a ger. According to Rashi's pshat, in Nidah. So the machlekes is as to whether we have to be cheshish or not for these gerim. But if we knew that is, so Tanakame says we don't have to be cheshish and the kesem came from those gerim. But if we knew that the kesem originated with those Geheres, those Nochies who were Mizgayer and who deport themselves like Goyim, since they are only Teim, so then it would be Mitame. So according to Rashi's Piat Nide, it's Mashma, that even if we assume that Kabbalah's Mitzvah is Makim, so but if there is Kabbalah's Mitzvah, but the Kabbalah's Mitzvah does not result in any Shmiras HaMitzvah because of ignorance, and if the Ger would be told what the Mitzvah Torah is, he would start observing those mitzvahs, so then he's considered as a Ger. Mikvar Ludim Lulud. Emery Shehiskelud, we Ashminon, the Avalpi, Shehoiso Nikris Kvaludim, Al Shem Neludim, Shehoyimitsuyim Botomit, Avil Hochet or Chlema before an Echter or for an Echter, Vil Hoshiv. Now, what's Kvaludim Lulud? That's Muvois. So the Ri says, so why is, the Ri was bothered by a certain kashi. The important thing is that even though it is so close, that it's even enclosed, moving within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Whatever moving means. We saw that took shot in the Miri. One pshat is that Mugla means it's surrounded by three sides, by artists. Another pshat is that it's within the 2,000 amo radius, in other words, from Shabbos. So whatever Mugla means, so the important thing is here that Rablezer is telling us, the chiddush of Rablezer is that even if a shliach delivers a get from Kfar Ludim, which was Chutzlaretz, but it was so close that it was even Mugle B'Zech Tchumi Eretz Yisrael, he still has to say for Nechta for Nechta. So why does he have to say Rebleza Afil Mekvaludim Lulud Rebleza Reim Afil Mekvaludim? Why does he, the destination in which he delivers the get is of no importance, that the import of significance is the place from which he delivers the get, not the place in which he delivers the get. So why does he say Mikvaludim Lulud? Let him say Mikvaludim. Rablan Zareimei Afilu Mikvaludim. Difference does it make where that even if the get was executed in Kvaludim, which is moved Lebizir Tumish Eretz Yisrael, and he delivers it in Eretz Yisrael, so what difference does it make where he delivers it? Whether he delivers it in Lud or in Hebron or in Yerushalayim? What difference does it make? The important thing is that even if it is brought from Kvaludim, why does it mention Lud? Emeri, she is Gelud, Lashmin on Avapisho is Nikris Kvaludim, Al Shem Bnei Ludim, Shoyim Mitzuyim, Al Shem Bnei Ludim, Shoyim Mitzuyim, Botomi, Afil Hochem. So Chlim for a Nechtav, we for a Nechtav, Vilui Choshiv Kilud Atzma. In other words, Kvar Ludim, Lud was in Eretz Yisrael. And Kvar Ludim was on Chutz Lorez, but very close. So apparently, Kvar Ludim, the connection between Kvar Ludim and Lud was like the connection between Chicago and Skokie. So, it's a, now, you have a number of Jews in Skokie now, but all the Jews who live now in Skokie, at first they lived in Chicago, in West Rogers Park, in Hollywood Park, in Peterson Park, and then they moved to Skokie. So there is a great connection between Skokie and Chicago. So the same thing was true of Kfar Ludim and Lud, in other words, that not only it's a chiddush, that even if a shliach delivers a get from Kvaludim, And where does he deliver the get? To Lut. And all the inhabitants, the present inhabitants, residents of Palindulim, originally lived in Lut. They originally lived in Lut. But then, within the last few years, they moved from Lut to Kvalut. So you could say, you could have a very strong case that there shouldn't be a requirement for Nechtel, for Nechtel. Why would the Chachamim misakel for Nechtel, for Nechtel? Shmo, in Tzumikaymi. But here, it was sent by someone who originally lived in Lut. And it was sent to Lut. So there is certainly great communication between Ludim and Lut. I mean, all the people came from Lut. So there is great communication. So it's in between the Kaime. So still, Shalitachle, Bindines Hayam. So Rabbi Lezer says that we have to say for Nachle. All right. The Rabbi Lemeir Peirish, the Rabbi Lezer Hiske Shemir, Kidam Rino, Acha Rabbi Lezer Lut. Because Rabbi Lezer at the Tane lived in Lut. That's why he mentioned Lut. But the Rambam doesn't make any difference where it is brought, whether it is brought in Lut or it's brought in Yerushalayim or it's brought in Hebron or in Haifa. But he mentioned this. Ve'nirli, the coaching shall be tzorich lahaskia. Ke'ichel u'ino katane kamen dines hayam le'art Yisroel. The pshiti yidi le'art Yisroel koe. So why should he mention it? The Tane Kamen doesn't say I may be getting this Yam Le'at Yisroel. Because where does that Kame live? He lives in Le'at Yisroel. So Mimele, he doesn't say, oh, it's not such a strong kash. All right. The Ashkelon Kidolim. So Ashkelon and southward of Ashkelon is Chutz Loretz. And even he won officially, I believe, as a gift from south of Ashkelon. And Ashkelon included. So he has to say for Nech. So that means that Ashkelon is on the border of Eretz Yisrael, but itself has a din of Chutz Loretz. Hish Shor Amitam, the Ashkelon Eretz Yisrael, Yichzik Yishua, Zivz Oretz, Anin Sheretz, Hashdeini, Vashkeleini, Uksiv, Yipilo Li Yisrael, Nachlo, Kasha Tzivisoch, Vakach Lordu, Kidichziv, Vishayiftim, Vayilket Yehude, Sazo, Vesashkelon, Vesgulo. So it's mentioned in Shaftim that Ashkelon Yehuda was Kavesh. So it's Eretz Yisrael. How is it the Mishnah says that it's Chutz Loretz? They may have been the Libova Loi Kopshu Kidoma Perikame Vichol Gabi Bishon Harbi Kochim Kopshu Mitzrayim Veloi Kopshu Libova Ulkach in Tom Vichachom in Mitzuyim Shom. In other words, there are two types of Eretz Yisrael. There is a type of Eretz Yisrael. There is a type of Eretz Yisrael. Now, in the here, I mean, it was printed years ago in the journal of Yeshivas HaBeis Kolchonon. It's on this day's verse and also on the Sugiyei and on the Sugiyei Chofei Yisubes. But it discusses the dinim of Eretz Yisrael. So there are two types of Eretz Yisrael. There is an Eretz Yisrael that not only were the Mitzrayim Kavesh, but the Lebovel were also Kavesh. And then there is another type of Eretz Yisrael that the Mitzrayim more Kavesh and the Lebovel were not Kavesh. Now there is a difference in the dinim. In regard to the Kedusha Rishayno, that Yehoshua was Mekadish Eretz Yisrael, so we pass the Dusha Rishayno Kicho Lishayto Viloi Kicho Lasilo. That means that the Dusha that was realized in Eretz Yisrael through the conquest of Eretz Yisrael by Yehoshua came to an end with the Golas Vaisrish, with the Chum Vaisrish and by Nebuchadnezzar. It came to an end. Now, so that means that in the 70 years intervening between the Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni, Eretz Yisrael had no Kedusha. Then, when Koresh, King Cyrus, granted the license to the Jews in Bobel and in Poras to go to Eretz Yisrael and build up Eretz Yisrael, and to settle in Eretz Yisrael, and ultimately they were granted a license to build this Amigdosh. So then Ezra and Nehemiah and Chagaschai and Malachi were again Mikadosh Eretz Yisrael. That was the second Kedusha. But how did Chochim Kofshel Mitzrayim and Kofshel Bobel? So Mimele, those places that the Mitzrayim were Kedush and the Libobel were not Kedush, so have no Kedusha now, because the first Kedusha came to an end. Now, most Rishonim passed that the second Kedusha is Kitchel Ishait of Kitchel Ishait, but the first Kedusha is Kitchel Ishait of Kitchel Ishait. So Mimele, so those places that the Ilibobel were Kevesh, that the Ilibobel were Kevesh, I mean, Dafke the cities that there is so much pressure is being exerted by Carter and the State Department, and even by many Jews, and even by so-called Jewish leaders, that should be given way to the Arabs. So Dafke, these places are the places that the Bobel were Kevesh, that have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But there are certain places that the Bobel were not Kevesh. So Mimele, they do not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because true, up to the Churban Bayis Rishon, they had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but with the Churban Bayis Rishon, so that Kedusha came to an end. And the second Kedusha was never Chalanit. So there are two types of Eretz Yisrael. There is an Eretz Yisrael that Kofshu in the Bavel, and there is an Eretz Yisrael that Kofshu in Mitzrayim, or not Kofshu in the Bavel. Now, as far as Trumis Umaisres is concerned, so Trumis Umaisres depends upon Kedusha. Well, this is what I'm saying. I mean, but there are many other points. Trumis Umaisres depends upon Kedusha's orders, not upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael, but upon Kedusha's orders. And so Mele, the places that Kofshu in Mitzrayim, Kofshu in Bavel, like Bishon, so the Gemara Yechum says, look of Shulim Bobel. So Mele, since the Kedusha Rishino terminated, and the Kedusha Shniyo was never realized on Beishon, so Beishon is not Chayim Trumis Umaisres, because Mitzvah Sakuris Boretz, like Trumis Umaisres, Leke, Chik, Chepeye, so require Kedusha Soretz. But then the Rambam says, Ligabi Smiche, the Rambam says in Silch Sanhedrin, Ligabi Smiche, that now Smicha is only neid in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not neid in Chutz Loretz. So the Rambam says that kol amikim yishikov shilim Mitzrayim afal pi shalui kov shilim Bavel, Smicha neyeges me. Why? Because Smicha is not tolu in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Smicha is tolu in Shem Eretz Yisrael. What does Shem Eretz Yisrael mean? Pshut ikim ha-shmoe. The land of the Jews, of the Jewish. Do what does it mean? The land of the Jews. Jews could, a group of Jews of multimillionaires could buy all of Argentina. They could buy territory, land, and buy all of Argentina. So it wouldn't have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, because then they'll have title, they'll have private title in Argentina if they'll buy part of Argentina. But Eretz Yisrael means that it belongs to Klal Yisrael. In other words, the title is vested in Klal Yisrael, and the Eretz Yisrael, apart from the private title that each Jew might have in a specific portion of land, because he is a descendant of Zvum, he is a descendant of Yehuda, he is a descendant of Binyamin, so he might have title in a specific portion of land, in a small piece of land, but there is title to all of Eretz Yisrael is vested in Klal Yisrael. In Klal Yisrael. So Mimele, that gives it the Shem, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz of Yisrael. In other words, that belongs to the Jewish people, that belongs to the Knesset Yisrael. So Mimele, Smicha is not based upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but Smicha is based upon Shem Eretz Yisrael. And what is the essence of Shem Eretz Yisrael? The fact the title is vested in Klal Yisrael. The title is vested in Klal Yisrael. Now, so Mimele, Ligabim mitzvah is boretz that is stolen dujes out Israel. So the mikvei mishikov shom tzarik of shalim bovel. So does not have a din of Eretz Yisrael. Ligabim smiche. So that is stolen in the shem Eretz Yisrael. So the goles mevachadnetzar the chum ba'isrishen did not divest title from the Knesset Yisrael. The Knesset Yisrael had an Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban says that first of all, as far as Eretz Knan is concerned, so that was given to the Oves, and through the Oves, so it belongs, it descended by Yerusha to Klal Yisrael. So Memele, the Ramban says, Achuz HaSeilom. So the Ramban Chumash says, what does it mean, Achuz HaSeilom? That no kibush in the world by enemies can divest the title of Klal Yisrael. So it's not shayach to say that the kibush of Nebuchadnezzar divested the title that Klal Yisrael had in Eretz Yisrael. It's an Achuz HaSeilom. So Memele, the Shem Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Knoan dates back to Avraham Avinu. Even before the Kibush Yehoshua. So the Mele, true, we say, now the halacha is that Kedusha Rishenu is Kisho Lishaito, or Kisho Lishaito. Kedusha Shniyo is Kisho Lishaito, and Kisho Lishaito. So the Rambam raises the question, why is Kedusha Shniyo better than Kedusha Rishenu? So the Rambam gives the teretz, because Kedusha Rishenu was out of the Kibush. So the Mele, Kedusha that is real, that takes effect through Kibush, comes to an end with the Kibush of the Goyim. Since the Kedusha took effect through Kibush by the Jews, so it came to an end through the Kibush by the Goyim. But the Kedusha Shniyo did not take effect through Kibush. There was no Kibush. They were not, until the Hashmonoim, so the Jews in the Baishen, in the Second Commonwealth, had no independence, had no sovereignty. Only with the Hashmonoim they gained the gate sovereignty. So there was no Kibush. So how was that the soil is Kadesh through Chazokeh? Because they settled upon the land. So if the Kedusha takes effect through Kibush, then it comes to an end through the Kibush by the Goyim. But if the Kedusha takes effect through Chazokeh, so it doesn't come to an end through the Kibush by the Goyim. So that's why Kedusha Rishenu is Kichol Rishaito v'Iloi Kichol Zilovei, and Kedusha Shniyo is Kichol Rishaito v'Kichol Zilovei. That's in regard to the halachas like Tumas and Maisres, Misnatulis Boretz, that are grounded in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So the Mele, the Mikemi, Shekov Shil, Mitzayim, Kov Shil, Bovel, there is no Misnatulis Boretz. Masha'im Kein Smiche, that is stolen Shem Eretz Yisrael. And what Shem Eretz Yisrael mean? That it belongs to the Jewish people. So it belonged to the Jewish people even before the Kibush Yehoshua. It belonged. So even before the Kibush Yehoshua, so Memele the Kibush Nebuchadnezzar could not negate the collective title that is vested in Klal Yisrael. So Memele Shem Eretz Yisrael remains. That's why the Rambam says that Tzmicha is neid in all the Mikimis Shekavshu and Mitzrayim Lekavshu Lebona. Now the question is this. Here the Chachomim were misaki that if someone brings a get from Chutz La'aretz, so he has to say before the Nechta, before the Nechta. All right, the time is because of Mishmor, the time is because of Yitzum, the time is. That's the time. But then, there was made, it according to Chachomim was made, so it's not mistaber that every time Mishriah delivers a get, so the Besdin will appoint a group of experts to determine on its merit whether this particular village from which the get was delivered to Eretz Yisrael is Eidi Mitzrayim L'Kaimei Da'atkin L'Shmonat. I mean, so once the Chachomim make it a kone, so it's like proof. So true, the time is because of Lishmo, Da'atkin L'Shmo, because it's L'Kaimei. But then there was a takone that if a get is executed and delivered from Chutz La'aretz, so we have to say the shliach has to say for nechta, for nechta. The time is because normally in Chutz La'aretz there are enemies in the time, but we are not at liberty to determine each situation on its merits, whether they are enemies in the time, not enemies in the time. So I mean that is obvious. So Rabbi Netam Shita is that on account of the fact that usually those places where the Lubavel, that the Lubavel were not Kavish, so there were no, there weren't many Talmud Chachomim, there were no Batitin. So the Mele that Arkanes Chachomim was that before a Nechtam should be based upon Chutz Loretz from the point of view of Kedusha, not from the point of view of Shem Eretz Yisrael. In other words, so what do we have to consider here? Whether the get was executed in a Chutz Loretz from the point of view of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, not whether it was executed in Chutz Loretz from the point of view of Shem Eretz Yisrael. So this is what Rabbi Tam says. So then we'll say the same Teretz, because here Chutz Loretz means Chutz Loretz in the sense of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, not Chutz Loretz in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael. The lake of the Madlik of Shul and Bobel, the Pisifri, the Pashas, the Yaikev, Choshit Rekim, the Chagov, and the Chochit of Shul and Bobel. So the Mele, you shouldn't say, Bifonai, Nechtav, or Bifonai, Nechtav. You shouldn't say, for Nechtav, for Nechtav. And here, Rav Gamliel says, so you shouldn't say before a nechta or for a nechta. You shouldn't say for nechta or for nechta. And Rav Gamliel says, Afa mevi min arekim min achagar, he has to say for nechta or for nechta. And Tanna Kamma who says, no, it's for a different reason, because of Aloch of Smuches. V'yesh leimar, ditrei rekim achagar. So in other words, so Rekin v'chagor that is mentioned in connection with Avrom Avinu, so that was Eretz Yisrael. What's the raya? Because that was Plishti. And Avraham and Yitzchok for a certain time they dwelled in Plishti. And Plishti was a Eretz Yisrael. As a matter of fact, the Goyim, out of devotion to us, so they called the Eretz Yisrael. I mean, that Plishtim is Eretz Yisrael. So Palestine and Eretz Yisrael is Hainach. So, they say, Oyo Eretz Yisrael, the Mistome Davron V'Yitzchok Oidorim Eretz Yisrael. U'Yishua Name Mash, the Plishtim Eretz Yisrael. They say, Rekem V'Chagor, Oyo Marove Shal Eretz Yisrael. The Plishtim V'Marove, the Yam Plishtim, that's the Mediterranean Sea Yam Plishtim. The Yam Plishtim Hukvu Marov Shal Eretz Yisrael. So it's different records. So Rav Tam says that there are two records. There is a record that is the Mayrov, and that is Eretz Yisrael Mamesh, and it is even Kofshu and Lebovel. And then there is another record that is the Mizroch, and that's Chutz Loretz. Now the question is, when he says, well, when Tam says that the rekem of the Mishneh is not the rekem of the Plishtim, so, but it's a rekem on the east of Eretz Yisrael. So that's Chutz Loretz. What does it, Tam mean it's Chutz Loretz? Does it mean it's Chutz Loretz Mamesh, like the United States? Or it means he calls it Chutz Loretz because Rav Tam Shita is that the Takone von Nechtam is contingent upon Chutz Loretz in the sense of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. And if something is chutzloetz in the sense of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, even though in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael it's Eretz Yisrael, so then vis-a-vis before Nechtam it is to be treated like chutzloetz. So maybe even the Rekem B'Mizroch has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. But Ligabin for Nechtam for Nechtam it's treated like chutzloetz, because for Nechtam is a requirement in any place, in any place that does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. As long as it is chutz laretz, in the sense of if Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that remains to be seen. All right, now, he says, Teisa says, that Plishtim, that Rekem V'Chador that was in the Plisht, of the Plishtim, must have been in Eretz Yisrael. What's the raya? Well, he mentions another raya, but one raya is the mistome de Avrom v'Yitzchok oidon be'Eretz Yisrael. Why is shot in mistome? Because Chazal say ki em Avrom Avinu es kol ha'tereko. So memele Avrom Avinu must have lived in Eretz Yisrael. But from this thesis we can deduce a very important thing. Now we just saw that there are two types of Eretz Yisrael. There is a type of Eretz Yisrael in the sense of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and there is a type of Eretz Yisrael not in the sense of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but in the sense of Shem Eretz Yisrael. For example, Bishon. So Kedusha Rishayno was realized there, Kedusha Shlio was not realized, Kedusha Rishayno was bottled, Kedusha Shlio was not bottled. So Memele, there was no Kedusha Shlio and Bishon. So Bishon has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, he was not there. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So Trumas of Yisrael depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Sliche Negle Arufe. Now another thing that depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, not Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, is Negle Arufe. Negle Arufe is only Neik in Eretz Yisrael, not Nechutz Loretz. So it's mentioned in the Rambam that every mocking that has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, so Negle Arufe is Neik. Negle Arufe is Neik. So the question is, how about the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael? According to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah deraisa, a mitzvah chiyuvis, to live in Eretz Yisrael. According to the Ramban, it's not a mitzvah deraisa chiyuvis. But I spoke about that, and it was also written in the Torah Shebaal Peh of Meisel Rav Kook. So I show that according to the Ramban, there is also a kiyum mitzvah deraisa in living in Eretz Yisrael. But whereas according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, according to the Rambam, it's only a mitzvah chiyuvis. So there is a mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rambam, it's imperative, and according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Now, what does it depend on? Does it depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, or does it depend upon Shem Eretz Yisrael? How about, can you be mikayim the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael by living in Bishon? Or not? So there is a raya from this Teisves. Teisves says, the mistome Avrom v'Yitzchok oyedorim be'Eretz Yisrael. Why? How does Teisves know? Why such a presumption? Because, ki em Avrom Avinu es kol ha'tereh kule. And one of the mitzvahs HaTorah is, dire Eretz Yisrael. So the male Avrom Avinu certainly cannot be suspected of not fulfilling that mitzvah. So if we say that the mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael does not depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it depends only upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, then we can understand very well this is right. Because true, Avrom Avinu lived before Eretz Yisrael was Niskadish. Because when was Eretz Yisrael Niskadish for the first time? Through the Kibush Yeshua. Avrom and Yitzchok lived hundreds of years before the Kibush Yeshua. So Eretz Yisrael, or Eretz Knoan as it was called, was not Kodesh, because Eretz Yisrael was not affected in the time of Avrom and Yitzchok. Eretz Knoan was not affected to any Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But the Shem Eretz Yisrael it had, because the Shem Eretz Yisrael is grounded in the title that is vested in Klal Yisrael. In other words, so to whom was it given? To Avraham Avinu. So Mila, the Shemaratz Yisrael dates back to the Bris Min Apsolim, when the Rebbeinu Shom said to Avraham Avinu, Lezarecho Nasati. So Mimele, so, and taste it. So if we are going to say that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael has nothing to do with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it is grounded in the Shem Eretz Yisrael, and the Shem Eretz Yisrael Eretz Knoan Het, from the Bris Min Apsolim on. So maybe we understand Tesis Raya, the Mistome Avraham v'Yitzchok, or you don't bear to Israel. Why such a Mistome? Because Kim Avraham Avinu is collateral kule. But if we are going to assume that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael depends upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and if someone will live in Beishon, that Mekimi, Shekovshu El Mitzrayim, Velikovshu El Bovel, he will not be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yerashtem Yishavtem Bo. So what's the raya that Avraham Avinu, that why, how can this say Avraham Avinu would certainly not live in a place that is not Eretz Yisrael? Why not? Because Kiyum Kolatere Kule. But the Kiyum HaMitzvah depends upon Kedusha. And even by living in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, so Avraham Avinu couldn't be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo. Kim Avraham Avinu is Kolatere Kule, but something that we couldn't be Mekayim now, so it's not shy to say that Avraham Avinu tried to be Mekayim. So it's a raya brura from this day's ves, that the mitzvah of Dir and Eretz Yisrael does not require Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, only Shem Eretz Yisrael. And then there is another raya, I mean it's mifuresh. First of all, the Kaftar Ferach says that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael does not depend upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And even the Mikelis, Shekovshu Le Mitzrayim, Shekovshu Le Bovel, there is a mitzvah of Yerish Le Shavtem Bo. But then, the Rambam is in HaMitzvahs, where he mentions the Asogi, why the Rambam does not include in Tayag the mitzvah of Yerish Le Shavtem Bo. So he says, U'masha Amrinom Biseite, that Melchemes Mitzvah, Kedin Melchemes Yeshua Lirbeish, Eini Melchemes Neged Zayin Amin. So the Rambam explains it, Milchemes Yeshua Lir Beish means the Muhammad against Zayin Amin. The Rambam says it doesn't mean Zayin Amin. Zayin Amin is a separate mitzvah. But when Gemara says Milchemes Yeshua Lir Beish, the Gemara means any Milchome to take possession of Eretz Yisrael from the Goyim, even Bizman Hazeh, is a Milchemes Mitzvah. Milchemes Mitzvah. And why was Milchemes Yeshua Milchemes Mitzvah? Also because of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo. Now, so if we say that the mitzvah of is based upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael, so then we can understand as to why it was a Mechemes Mitzvah. Because when Yeshua started the war against the Zayin Hanani, at that moment, so Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Knoan was not as yet Niskadish to Shazat soil, because it became Niskadish through the war. But when he started the war, so it had no Kedusha, so the Kedusha took effect through the Kibush, through the Muhammad. So if we want to assume that the mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo is grounded in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so there could be a mitzvah now of waging the war to take possession of Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is already in Kadesh. But how could Yeshua be mitzvah to become Eretz Yisrael? At the time when he started the war, it was not as yet Kadesh. It became Kadesh after all the wars of Yeshua. So it's a raya that the mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishavtem Bo has nothing to do with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but it has to do with the Shem Eretz. All right. Now, V'yakob, Afogav, Dikovshu, the Brother, Kidikoma, B'seif, Kisubes, Chavabe, Habemnashi, Kifidache, Uvirik, Mishorze, Polich, Limeimra, Da'akolav, Me'arz, Yisroel, Ave, Hoki, Habe, Miftere, Rabona, Ma'adode, B'yake, Habe, Miftere, Ma'adode, Lifi, Shorosu, Lotis, Me'arz, Yisroel, Lechutz, Lorenz. So he says, Ramtam says that Akko has to be Kofshu Elibovel also. The raya is two rais. One rais, Rabbi Abba Menashe, Kibbe Deake, Kirotzo Avodecho, Esaboneo, Vesafo Yechelun, Vesafo Yechelun. So it's a raya that's of Shulam Bogan. So the Ritva says that this is no raya. This is no raya. Because even if it's loik of Shulam Bogan, but Chibas Eretz Yisrael it has. Chibas Eretz Yisrael it has. So in other words, so we see, I mean, a machlekes, I don't know what a machlekes is, but you see that according to Rav Netam, Chibas Eretz Yisrael, I mean, Chibas Eretz Yisrael in the sense that the posik of Kirotza Avodecho, Esavoneo, Esavor Yechenu, that they should kiss the stones and the sand, so that according to the Ritva, it does not have to be based upon Kedushe, even without Kedushe, just the kinyan of Am Yisrael. So give endows Eretz Yisrael with chibe in the sense of Kirotza Avodecho Esavoneo, Esafor Esavoneo, Esafor Yechenun, and according to Rabbi Netam, so too, Shem Eretz Yisrael is of great significance, and as far as the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, so Shem Eretz Yisrael is enough without Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but in order to have the Chibas Eretz, in the sense of Kirotzo Avodecho, Esavoneo Vesaforo Yechininun, that requires Dushi. That requires Dushi. I mean, what does a person, what does a Jew kiss? A Jew kisses his Vator, a Jew kisses his Mizuze. I mean, something that has Dushi. So, Memele, if we say that Akko has Dushi, so then it's worthwhile to be kissed. But if he doesn't have Dushi, just the kinyan of Eretz Yisrael, so it doesn't come within the posik. That's Rav Netam's svar. So it shouldn't come within the posik of Kirotzo Avodecho Esavoneo Vesafor Yechei. So that's one raya. But this raya is not such a strong raya, because the Ritva says, even if it doesn't have Dushas Eretz Yisrael, so it still has Chibas Eretz Yisrael. But then there's another raya. We feel it, Mishol, Zei, Porich Lemeim, Redeat, Lav Me'Eretz Yisrael, Ave, Now turn to the Gemara Daf Ayin Vav. The Mishnah says Daf Ayin Vav Midal Harei Zegiteich Im Rebose Mikan Ashrei Shviyei. He gives a get to the Isha, to his wife, and he said, this gerushin should be effective if I don't come back. And he was heading northward toward Minas Hayam, northward. And he said, if I don't come back within 30 days, then you should be migracious. In other words, if I do come back within 30 days, you should not be migracious. So he reached Akko, and then he came back. Is bitul knoi. So the Gemara says, "Kashi, anom bein." We may ready Akko in the Sayam time. The Akko in the Sayam time, because the Gemara assumed that the Megarish stipulated only one time. In other words, you should be Megarish, as he said to his wife, if I don't come back within 30 days. That means, if I reach Chutz La'aretz, and I don't come back, and for 30 days I don't return, then you should be migracious. But if I reach Chutz La'aretz and I return before 30 days expire, then you should not be migracious. And he feel Akon, he returned back immediately with, so it's V'chozar is Bitul Knoi. So it's a raya, the Akon is a Yam time. ואומר רב ספרי כמה מפטרה בו נמד דודה וכמה מפטרה משום דו שרוצה סמארץ ישראל משום דו רוצה לישראל כמה מפטרה בו נמד דודה בלי מנסיים שאוי הלכים לי ומתירו בארץ ישראל כי שחיזנו בדיהם הוי חבריהם נארץ ישראל מלאה בני איסון עד עכו ומשום נפטור מהם שאוצו לבני ארץ ישראל לא צריך לחוץ לארץ שרה שם וזהי זה רה שם וזהי She also Bnei Eretz Yisrael, you see, apart from the mitzvah of establishing domicile in Eretz Yisrael, so they, which is incumbent upon everybody, So there is an Iser to go out of Eretz Yisrael. But that Iser to go out of Eretz Yisrael, even for a moment, applies only to a resident of Eretz Yisrael. But someone who is a Ben Chutz La'aretz, but who just came to Eretz Yisrael to visit, he's allowed to go back. He's allowed to go back. So also in Eretz Yisrael, Lotzeis Lechutz La'aretz. So the Chachomim, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael who accompanied them, who escorted them, they escorted them up to Akko, including Akko, and they entered Akko, and then they said goodbye inside Akko. So it's a raya that Akko they allowed to enter the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So it's a raya that Akko is Eretz Yisrael. Amar Abaye, treit noi komaro. Im atinu nesayam laotu lemikite. אם שתיינה ביוחד לא תהיה ימים ולהסין אלה וגיטה הגיע לעכו וחוזה ולא יפנס היה מותה ולא ישתיין נמי ישתו ית לא תהיה ימים what it knowing so the Gemara says that there is an Iser that the Hochemai so we see that it's muter for a person to walk out from Eretz Yisrael into Akko. So it's a raya that Akko so was kapshur the bottom. So what do we see from this Ramatam? First we deduce the raya that as far as the mitzvah of Yerishtem in Shaftembo, so that doesn't depend upon Bishas Eretz Yisrael. That depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, not upon Bishas Eretz Yisrael. But now, in regard to the Iser of Osolotis, Me'arz Yisroel Mechutz Loretz, even for a moment, because Be'akko Avim Miftom Adonai, they were not allowed to escort them beyond Akko. Even if they had escorted them, let's say after Bovel, they would have gone back immediately to Eretz Yisroel. So what kind of an Avere would they have been Avere? The Avere of going out for one moment from Eretz Yisroel. A Ben Eretz Yisrael is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael even for one moment. So from this, isn't there a stira? Because we just saw that from Teitzves it appears that the mitzvah of the Yerishtei of living in Eretz Yisrael so depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, not Lushes Eretz Yisrael. So the Nele one could argue, just as the mitzvah of Yerishtei Yishavtembo of living in Eretz Yisrael is grounded in Shem Eretz Yisrael, not in Lushes Eretz Yisrael, and one could be mekayem the mitzvah by living in Beishon too. He doesn't have to live dafke in Yerushalayim, he can live in Beishon and be mekayem the mitzvah of Diras Eretz Yisrael, of Yerishtem Yishavtembo. So the Iser of Osalotzis for a Ben Eretz Yisrael, Osalotzis Me'Eretz Yisrael, Lechutz Loretz, even for one moment, should also depend upon Shem Eretz Yisrael. And if it depends upon Shem Eretz Yisrael, it should not be osir to leave a place that is kofshur libavel and enter for a moment a place that loy kofshur libavel, but kofshur libavel. So what raya does Rav Netam have that Akko was kofshur libavel? Maybe Akko was loy kofshur libavel. Maybe Akko was loy kofshur libavel. Maybe Akko was loy kofshur libavel. And because is kofshur l'mitzrayim, so mimele, that's why if I maybe get Yako, so he has to say before an echtam, because the takole before an echtam is based upon chutz loretz in the sense of dush. Mashenke in vis-a-vis the Yisra of Osolosis Be'at Yisroel chutz loretz. That is based upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael, just as the mitzvah of Dira is based upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael. So what kind of a raya is that? So we see from this Teisves, the Teisves distinguishes between the mitzvah of Dira Be'at Yisrael and the mitzvah, the Yisra. There is a special Yisra. It's a special Yisra. It's an Yisra de Rabbanon. Also Lotzeis Me'at Yisrael Lechutz Loretz for a Ben Eretz Yisrael. There is an Iser Rabbonon of Osolotzeis Me'at Yisroel Lechutz Loretz. So the Iser of Osolotzeis Me'at Yisroel Lechutz Loretz, even for a moment, that applies even to a going out for a moment from a place that has Dushas Eretz Yisroel into a place that does not have Dushas Eretz Yisroel. that was not in Bishas Arat Yisrael. You see, because Rashi, it is a fraud. It is a fraud. Lamitches, Posig Lamitches, Vayikho Hofei, Posig Lamitches, and he had the Shemel Kirchem as it says, yes, Hemeras Mitzrai, Los is Lochem is Eretz Kna, Li is Lochem Liliki. So the Safro says, Shekol had Shem. Hadobe at Israel, Kimishi and Shleelika, Vichorashet, Vicholayetim Menu, Kilo Evid Abdizor. So there is a special aloche. That's the basis for the Isa of also losses Me'artis Roy Lechutz Loretz. So Memele, that Isa can apply in two ways. It certainly can apply to one who is Yetze from a place like Bishon that has a Shem Me'artis Roy to a place that does not even have Shem Eretz Yisrael, and it also applies to someone who is Yetze from a place that has Dushas Eretz Yisrael into a place that does not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael, even though it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. Alright. So I'm Rabbi Tamli Koshemide. The Akko is a Chetzi Oboret, a Chetzi Bishurus Boret. Kidimucha Birushal, Gochamai Rebbe Isichach Bechutz Loret. So when does the Mishnah say that Tamid get Miako? He has to say for Nechtam for Nechtam only if he delivers the get from the half of Bako that is Lizat Chutz Loretz. But if Shliya delivers the get from the half of Bako that is Eretz Yisrael, that is Dushas Eretz Yisrael, so he doesn't have to say before Nechtam or for Nechtam. Behold, the Lord Mishan and Mishose. Mastis and was Mikalash Nishim Yay, Vigilako, because I be to play. Highly such a good Lorets. Highly Mishim Yates and Eltis Royal, Pigia Trilo, be it such a Eltis Royal. Vigilako, Mashmal Trilesako, Akosh Reed, Omericamo. Nichtas Lefon of Rabeloy, Omeri Alik Vasi, so you move a bit from Eltis Royal. Who cradle it's a pair of Yasamiako, Umabika, Mikomo Kimako Adive, Avon Pishiri Reiko, it's a pair of Shiat Mamelis Royal. Now let's see the Gemar. Davov on the base, the third line, Kilitani. My Sibyl the Mayor Hoji, we get with Nirabu Shmuel. Omri Tori Hanilim of Nerto, when Nerta Moyen Tori. Omri Mechanatom, Rabbi Mikvasi Soyani. Omri Tori Hatolim of Nerto, when Nerta, so it is occupied in Lahashiotom, the phone of Rabbi Roye. Omri Rabbi Valikvasi Soy. So what did Rabbi Shmuel Pasten? Rabbi Shmuel Pasten. That one who delivers a get from Kvar Sisoye has to say before a nechta, before a nechta. That's what Rabbi Shmuel passed. So nechta slip on a Rabbi Loye, Omalei Rabbi, Valoi Kvar Sisoye, Muvlaz, Bitrum Eretz Yisroel, Ukrevi Lezipei, Oyei Sameako, Utnang, Rabbi Yerim, Rako, Kertz Yisroel, Likitin, ואפילו רבון לא יפליגה לדרע מאיר לבאקו, דמיר חכה, אבו כבר סיסוי, ידידי קרבה, לוי, Oma loy, Oma lei, so Shmuel answered, Shteik mi shteik, hoi yotzad al beheter yotzo. Oh, hoi unami shol zok kleidim kom alei? So Rabbi Shmuel didn't even mean that he was required. So it was just an Eitz David. Lo isi mi ukame. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says that actually, and Rabbi Shmuel himself considered, that if a shliach delivers a get from Kvar Sisoye, he doesn't have to say for nechtim for nechtim. Even though Kvar Sisoye is Chutz Loretz, but it's Muvlaz Bitrum Eretz Yisrael. So it's closer to Eretz Yisrael than Akko. So since Rav Meir holds that even from Akko, you don't have to say for that connection. True, the Rabbon Achilik can be passed like the Rabbonon, but the Rabbon Achilik in regard to Akko. But Kvar Sisoye, which is closer to Eretz Yisrael than Akko, so even the Rabbon of Rav Meir will agree that he doesn't have to say for that connection. So the Rias Tzikashe against Rabbi Tam. He says, against Rabbi Tam Shita is, that when does the Mishnah say that from Akko you have to say before the Nechtam, only if the Shliya delivers the get from the second level of Akko. The half of Akko, that is Letzat Chutzman. But if Shliya wanted to deliver a get from the first level of Akko, the half of Akko, that's Letzat Eretz Yisrael, so he wouldn't have to say before the Nechtam, So Mimele, so that means that in Akko we have two halves. This half of Akko, let's say Artsoil is here, and Chutzlo is here. So this, if Shliya delivers a get from this half of Akko, so he doesn't have to say for Nechtam. If he delivers a get from this half of Akko, he has to say before Nechtam, So that means that Akko, the same city, has two halves. So the half of Akko, that is Litzat Chutzloed, is certainly very, very close to the half of Akko Tzad Eretz Yisrael, because half of the same city is Eretz Yisrael itself. Mashenkin Kvas Yisroel, that's only move Lavit from Eretz Yisrael. It is surrounded on three sides, or the other chart, it's within the radius of 2,000 Tam of Eretz Yisrael. But it's not part of the same city, it's not Eretz Yisrael. So what is more close to Eretz Yisrael? The half of Akko is at Chutz Loretz, or Kvas Yisroel. Obviously, the half of Akko is at Chutz Loretz is closer to the half of Akko is at Eretz Yisroel, which is Eretz Yisroel Mamesh. It's much closer to the half of Akko that is Litzad Eretz Yisroel than Kvas Yisroel is to Tzipele. Tzipele is only Muvle B'sech Trum Eretz Yisroel. And here, it's more than Muvle B'sech Trum. It's included in the same city as Eretz Yisroel. So Memele, so how could Rabbi Loya say, that the Rabbonon of Reb Meir are only chilek in regard to Akko? Akko is distant. But in regard to Kvas Yisroel, which is relatively close, Akko is more relatively close than Kvas Yisroel, because the half of Akko that is Litzat Chutz Loretz is very, very close to the half of Akko Tzad Eretz Yisroel. It's more than Muvle B'sech Trum Eretz Yisroel. It's within the same city limits. ומה ביקח מכל מוקים אקו עדיבה אבל שחיקו מצפירה שיהיה עצמך עצמך ישראל והיא דרך הדייק לכמון דמי חרד לישור יוצא לחירוס מלתנן אקו כארץ ישראל לגיטן לגיטני לעבוד עם לי כל שכן סוריה דמרח יטובה עד הרבה סוריה עדיבה דננת הקשי כאילו למסליס נאירה בצד של חוץ לארץ דיקוסובה כבשיוך את שמי כיבוש ויהבי עצמי ארץ ישראל ולאורך מבוי אלה יהבי כמחאב לארץ ישראל כבלי שמי כיבוש או ידיל מוקים דיאפרטומי כחוץ לארץ דאמי Now, another gemore, חפריה ברבי ואיזן הבאי as to whether, המיך הרבתו לסורי is יוצא לחיר וסנת and that הבאי goes according to מנדומה that כבשיוך את שמי כיבוש So the Gemara is patient. That is Yotzer Lecheos. Nisua. Remeyarei merako ki Eretz Yisroel legitin. Legitin dav chesam elalem. Legitin eil avodim loy. Vikolsh din suri di merach ketuvi. So, since Remeyar, who favors Akko, legabi gitin. So he says, leavodim, if somebody is meicher anevet to Akko, so then, he is Yotzer Lecheirus. So Akko that is close, is Yotzer Lecheirus. So Suye that is far away, is certainly Yotzer Lecheirus. But according to Rav Netam, that when the Mishnah that says Akko is Kechutz Loretz, has reference to the half of Akko that is Litzat Chutz Loretz. So Mele, when Reb Meir says that Akko is Kiyarat Yisroel Gittin, he has reference even to the half of Akko, that is Litzat Chutz Loretz, is Kiyarat Yisroel Gittin. So that implies Ligittin Ein Lavodim Lei. So the half of Akko, Litzat Chutz Loretz, has a din of Chutz Loretz Ligabi Avodim. But, so what's the raya? Coach in Surya the Mirage Tuve. But this abaye is a limited mandoma, Kibishokish Meikibush. If Kibishokish Meikibush, so Surya is out Israel. But the half of Agot is at Chutzloret, is Chutzloret. So why does the Gemara say Coach? No, he and his enemies. Akkod, that is, we are dealing with the half of Akkod, that's at Chutzloret. So there, it's Yosel Echelus. Mashayink in Surya, calling Mandoma Kibishokish Meikibush. So it's Arz Yisrael. So the second cash. Voy dich daig mekamu, ich habe Surya, doch him tan Akko, kia Surya, gitten, gitten ila, wenn du leik, kosh, Surya, mach betuwe, hat er habe Surya, dire, kibim was ist da, im Zay Shokhuz, loik, was war Kibishokish Meikibush, war bei Arz Merz Yisrael, loch im Iboyle, ja, kibim ich rab, der Arz Yisrael, kibim ich Meikibush, ich dimo, kibim da Afrotome, kichutz, loch, es doch, ואם הרי, דאפילו בצד של ארץ ישראל צריך להם אלפון נחת. So Yisrael can have a time. Have a time, she is that when does the Mishnah say? When do the Rabbonin say in the Mishnah that I may get me Akko? He has to say von Nechtam, von Nechtam only if he brings it from the half of Akko, it's at Chutz Loretz. But if he brings, the Shriya brings the get from the half of Akko, it's at Yisrael, he doesn't have to say von Nechtam, von Nechtam. Then he says that even if he has to bring the get from the half of Akko, that it's at Eretz Yisrael, he still has to say von Nechtam, von Nechtam. Because von Nechtam does not depend upon Eretz Yisrael, it primarily depends upon Mitzuyim Likainei. V'oraya, I mean, Tesis doesn't mention. Bovel also has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Bovel certainly does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because in Bovel there are many Talmid Chachomim, there are Bodhi Dinim, so in Mitzuyim Likainei, Abkin Lishmo. So Memele, in a general way, Eretz Yisrael were Abkin Lishmo. And they were in between the kindly. But if you find a certain city in Eretz Yisrael that they were not king Lishmo, and they were not in between the kindly, because it was away from the center of Eretz Yisrael, from the Botidim, from the Talmud Chachomim, so then even that city in Eretz Yisrael, he has a din of Chutz Loretz, Ligabi von Echtam, von Echtam. So even the half of Akkol Tzad Eretz Yisrael, since it is far away from the Iker HaYishuv, and from Batidinim, and from Talmud Chachomim, from Yeshivas, so it's not King Lishmo, it's not even Tzuri Kaimei, so you have to say for Nechta, for Nechta. He says, Vein Merida, for Tzad Yisrael, it's only for Nechta. You see, Chai Kuhl, for Rochim, Kya Yisrael, it's Royal. Umuf Lekna Yeshivas, and Batidinim, Vechen Yishli Tarez, Gabi Ashkel, and Gabi Rekem, Vechag, oh. So what does the Rishi say? Now Tesis says the Kashe, Ashkel, and Eretz Yisrael, so Rabbi Tam Gimiter, it's Elibobo Likavshu. The Rishi says, no, we don't have to say Elibobo Likavshu. Maybe Elibobo Likavshu Ashkelen. But Ashkelen was Rochek Mika Yishu Eretz Yisrael. And before Nechtam, before Nechtam, depends upon the proximity to the Botidinim in Eretz Yisrael, to the Bez Nagodol and Botidinim, and to the Talmud Chachon, the Yishivas. Avogad, ורב גרק ומחקה, ורש תפור שפיר, כבר סיסוי, דיקור ויצפירה, שהוא זהי כישיבת ישראל, תפי מעכו, דירוך איגמי כישיבת ישראל, אבל גם דעכו יעצו בארץ ישראל, וכבר סיסוי חוץ לורץ, מקום מוקים פה של שפיר, כי מקום לי דימובס מהנה, כי לממש מארץ ישראל, כי רמלי דום המבוא ישרחו דמורי, ואין תימה, דיומה בירושלמי, המיכה רב ולעכו, יוצא לחירוס רבשים לא מתרביות נעימר, אפילו מעכו לעכו, וכי מדע אפילו בייסי צ'אצ' בארץ ישראל יוצא לחירוס, אם כי מעכו לעכו עמה יוצא לחירוס, כי מדע חושב כחוץ לארץ. ויש לאימא, דיני דע חושב כחוץ לארץ לגבי איקה אישה בארץ ישראל, לגבי חוץ לארץ מחושב בארץ ישראל. Now I'm not going to explain that, but I'll leave it with you can make copies, and I mean I discussed the shittes רב נתן, and the shittes of the Ri, I mean, some other things have to be discussed, other shittes Rishonim have to be discussed in conjunction with that. But for next time, so I'll discuss in detail, I mean, the shittes of Rav Netan and the shittes of the Ri in connection with Akko and in connection with other matters. Now, what you should go look over a certain Yerushalmi in Gittin about Akko. That's the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is divided, you know, is classified in Halochas. I mean, the second Mishneh, I mean, Halocha Beis, that's part of our Mishneh, but in the Yerushalmi, it's the second Mishneh, Halocha Beis. The Yerushalmi about Akko, it's Daf Hei, Omid Aleph, on page 9 here. So, yeah, Omid Aleph, it starts on the Daled, or no, it starts the last line in Tafei on the Daled, the last line, Rebo Omar, Hamech Rav L'Akko Yotzal Echeus. That's the Yerushalmi that Tesis mentions. That's the Yerushalmi that Tesis mentions. The Hamech Rav L'Akko Yotzal Echeus. Reb Shimon Omid Reb Yudnei Meir, Afilu Me'akko L'Akko. So Tesis asks, V'chivim Da'afilu Be'isi Satcha Be'al Tisroi Yotzal Echeus, M'kei Me'akko L'Akko Ma'yotzal Echeus, Kivim D'choshev V'chus Loretz, V'yishlei Ma'adinei D'choshev V'chutz Loretz, L'gabi Yigai Yishu Be'al Tisroel, L'gabi Chut Loretz M'choshev V'al Tisroel. I mean, what I say here, briefly, can be said, can be summarized in a few words. In other words, Tesis made the re-mention of the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that if someone sells an Eved Knaili to the first half of Akko, is Yotzal Echeus. To the half of Akko that is borders upon the Eretz Yisrael, that is not Eretz Yisrael. Then Rav Shimon of the Rav Yudin says that even if the Eved Knaili lived in the first half of Akko, and then the Odin sold it to a master in the second half of Akko, is also Yotzal Echeus. So the question is, Monekshach, if when one sells an Eved from Eretz Yisrael Mamish to the first step of Akko is Yotzal Echeus, so obviously the first step of Akko is Chutz Loretz. So why do we say that if he sells the Eved from the first step of Akko to the second step of Akko is also Yotzal Echeus? So he sells him from Chutz Loretz to Chutz Loretz. So Tesis gives the Teretz, V'yishleim Adinei D'choshev K'chutz Loretz L'gabi Yika Yishev Be'Eretz Yisrael L'gabi Chutz Loretz M'choshev Be'Eretz Yisrael. So what I say is this, I mean briefly. First of all, Rabbi Tam in Sifra Yosho says, in so many words, that even though the Yerushalmi says that Akko has two halves, one half of Akko is Eretz Yisrael, one half of Akko is Chutz Loretz, so what it means is that the one half of Akko that is Nitzad Eretz Yisrael, so it's called Eretz Yisrael, because not only were in Mitzrayim Kevishet, Elibor Velor also Kevishet. So it has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael as well. The second half of Akko, the half of Akko is at Chutz Loretz, that the Yerushalmi calls Chutz Loretz, so it's called Chutz Loretz. According to Rabbi Tam, I say that. So it's called Chutz Loretz because the Rabbi Tam says in Sifra Yosha in so many words, explicitly, that the second half of Akko, so it's called Chutz Loretz because the Libovel were not Kevishet, but the Mitzrayim were Kevish everything. So that means, according to Rabbi Tam, the first half of Akko not only has Dushas Eretz Yisrael, not only has Hashem Eretz Yisrael, but has Dushas Eretz Yisrael as well. The second of Avako, so Dushas Eretz Yisrael doesn't have, because the Yerubov will not give Hashem. But Hashem Eretz Yisrael it is. This is according to Rabbi Tam. And this Rabbi Tam says himself in Sifra Yosha. Now, then the Ri Shite is different. The Ri Shite is that the first of Avako, that the Yerushalmi calls Eretz Yisrael, is called Eretz Yisrael, because the Eretz Mitzrayim were Kevish, the first step of Akko. Eretz Mitzrayim were Kevish, the first step of Akko. But the Eretz Bovel were not even Kevish, the first step of Akko. But it's called Eretz Yisrael because it has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. The second step of Akko, that the Yerushalmi calls Chutz Loretz, because even the Eretz Mitzrayim were not Kevish, the second step of Akko. Even El Mitzrayim were not Kevish, the second of Akko. It wasn't, it didn't come within the Gvurim Shenitlo Avraham Avinu. Oh, the El Mitzrayim could have been Kevish, as the Ramban and the Ritva says. But the Ritva says in Gittin that it's like Surya, because it wasn't included in the Gvurim Shenitlo Avraham Avinu. So Memele, it's not even called Kofshu El Mitzrayim. So it's just like Kibish Yochit. So the first step of Akko, according to the Ri, has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. And the second step of Akko was not even Nitno L'Avrom Avinu. Was not even Nitno L'Avrom Avinu. So Memele, the Ri says as follows. Hameich Heravdi L'Akko Yotzal Echeus. If Sidon sells the Eved Knaili to the from Yerushalayim, to the first step of Akko, so he sells him from a place that has Dushas Eretz Yisrael to a place that has Hashem Eretz Yisrael. So Yotzal Echeus. Why? Because this aloche, that Hameich Rav L'Chutz Loretz Yotzal Echeus, is a knas. Why did the Chachomim counsel the Odin, who was Meich Rav L'Chutz Loretz? So the Tesis reading it explains it on the basis that he was mafkia David Naini from Mitzvah Satruis Boris. As long as David Naini lived in Eretz Yisrael, David Naini was able to have a chilek in the Mitzvah Satruis Boris. But the moment he sells David Naini to a master who lives in Chutz Loretz, so he deprives David Naini of an opportunity of fulfilling Mitzvah Satruis Boris. So that's the knas. That's the Tesis Ritzvah. Rashi Nashaleach explains, Rashi Nashaleach and in the first page in Gittin, he explains this aloche of Amich Rab Lechus Loretz Yisrachius, that is a knas hachomim, because he made the Evet Naini behavior the Yisair of Fosomot Yisrach 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 Yisrach. The Chachomim counts the master who sells an Evet Naini to Chutz Loretz for both reasons. For the reason mentioned by the Tesis Reed, because he deprives the Evet Naini of the opportunity of being Mikayim Mitzvah Chutz Loretz, and the reason mentioned by Rashi, because it causes him to be aver on the Yisr of Chutz Loretz Be'atus Chutz Loretz. So the Meir of the Yerushalmi says, Hamech Rav Dileako, if suppose David Naini lived in Yerushalayim, and then the master sold this David Naini to a master in the first step of Akko, the first step of Akko does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but a Shem Eretz Yisrael it is. So is Yotzer Echeus. Why? Because of the Tesis Reed stuff. Because he deprived David of the opportunity of fulfilling the mitzvah to his bones. Reb Shimon Oviv the Reb Yud Noimer Afilu Me'Akko Le'Akko. Suppose that David Naini lived in the first step of Akko, and then the master sold him to another master in the second step of Akko. So there is also Yotzer Lechirus, because as far as the Yisair of Osorot Zmerzisroel Lechutz Loretz, so if someone lives in Eretz Yisroel that has Shem Eretz Yisroel, and then he goes out to a city that does not even have Shem Eretz Yisroel, so he's also even the Yisair of Osorot Zmerzisroel Lechutz Loretz. So Memele, the Tam of Rashi applies. So that's why he's Yotzer Lechirus in both situations. In the situation where the Odin sells an Evet Naini from Iker Eretz Yisrael, let's say from Yerushalayim, where that has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, to the first step of Akko, that does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but has only Shem Eretz Yisrael. So he deprives him of the opportunity of being Mekayim Mitzvah Satlo Yisboret. So because of the Tesis Reed stuff, so the Chachomim counseled him. And these Yotzer Lechirus. Then Rav Shimon Ovid Rav Yudin says, Meisi, after Ma'ako Lako, if he, the Evet Naini originally was in the first step of Ma'ako, so he had no opportunity to be Mikai Mitzvah Satlo Yisboret. But now, but at least he lived in a place that has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. Now he sold him to a master that lives in the second step of Ma'ako, that does not even have a Shem Eretz Yisrael, that does not need to love Avraham Avinu. So, Mimele, he was given to him, he should be even the Yisair of Osorot Zmerz Yisrael Lechutz Loretz. So again, a knas. This is according to Rav Letam, that the first of Ma'ako, so his Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so he couldn't say that the ratio of the pricing, Amich Rav Lako Yotzer Lechirus, means that if someone from Yerushalayim, and not from Yerushalayim, sold Evet Naini to a master in the first step of Akko, so he's Yotzer Lechirus because he deprived him of the opportunity of being Mekayim Mitzvah Satlo Yisboret. Because according to Rav Letam, so the first step of Akko has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so he didn't deprive him of an opportunity. He was mafkir him of Mitzvah Satlo Yisboret. So Rav Letam will have to explain the Yerushalmi, the ratio of the price in Yerushalmi, Hamech Rav Lako Yotzer Lechirus, that Tanakhama says that if someone, let's say, who lives in Yerushalayim, in a place that has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, sells the Evet Naini to a master in the second half of Akko, is Yotzer Lechirus. Because the second half of Akko, according to Rav Letam, does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And he transferred it from Yerushalayim that has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael into the second half of Akko. So he was mafkia him of mitzvahs at his boret. So Rav Shimon Ovid Rav Yudin is meisiv. Why dafke if somebody sold in the Betnaimi from Yerushalayim to the second Dema Bako, even if he sold the Betnaimi from the first Dema Bako to the second Dema Bako, he is also Yotzei Lecheilus, because the first Dema Bako, like Yerushalayim, has mitzvahs atluyos b'aretz, and the second Dema Bako only has a shem b'aretz Yisrael. This is how Rav Netam will have to explain it, guys. Okay.